Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Absolutely. You know, he talked to me, you know, when Lou got hurt, that I'd be in more pressure situations. And I feel like it's good. You know, everyone wants the ball in that situation. You know, show what we're really made of. But for me, I just keep it cool. Keep the same thing I've been doing. There's no need to do too much. A lot less than what you need to be doing. So just try to keep it even cool and just go.
The changeup has been a great pitch for you. And do you feel comfortable throwing it to both righties and lefties?
Yes.
Yeah.
Righty and lefty, like 2-0, 3-1. Not every time, but, you know, if he calls it, I'll throw it.
Now, when did you get to the point that you really felt that could be the effective pitch to both sides of the plate?
I started throwing in 2016. Took me like a couple months to get used to it, so I kind of practiced it every day. And then all of a sudden, got to season. A little inconsistent, but then halfway through the 2016 season, I realized it's an important pitch for me. And, you know, changeup's one of the harder pitches to hit because it looks exactly like a fastball. So I took advantage of it in 17, and ever since then, it's been one of my pitches.
I've always found it's interesting because I think every pitcher needs a changeup and a good one, but a lot of guys don't trust it as much as maybe they possibly should, but you've earned trust on that pitch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just I grip it, preset it, and just location, you know, it's need to get a little bit better, especially on two strikes, but I think it's, you know, it takes up enough speed where I can get a little bit of mistake. I can get a little leeway there, but still work in progress with commanding it lower in the zone, but once I feel like I get that, I'll have even more confidence in just my whole repertoire.
Was there somebody that helped you with that pitch or that you picked it up from?
I picked it up randomly.
Okay.
I looked at it one day. I was messing around with grips, and all of a sudden I felt it. I was like, it could be a good pitch. Took me a little bit, like I said, took me a couple months to get used to it, but once I got used to it, you know, it became very important.
It's always good when it's self-taught. It's better that way anyway. Tyler Batchelor has also done a great job coming up, too. Do you guys go back and forth a little bit and help each other out?
Oh, yeah. We're always talking. We're always messing around with grips in the bullpen, you know, whether it be here, too, in the clubhouse. We're just talking here and there about, you know, just stuff.
How about you guys in the bullpen last night when Lagares gets his hit? Well, I think you might have been in the dugout at that point, but Lagares gets his big hit, and then Rajai comes through as well.
Oh, yeah. I was in the dugout here. You know, I was pumped up. And I was wailing my fist in the air, and then all of a sudden, Rajai hit the 3-run home run. I'm like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I came up to him after the game. I was like, other than that World Series bomb he hit in 2016, 17, I told him that was probably the coolest thing I've ever seen.
You know, it's interesting. It's all doom and gloom here on Monday, and then 3 days later, you know, you guys are looking for a sweep here.
Oh, absolutely. We need it big time.
Drew, congratulations on another win. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.